Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 462 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the kind of epic college football weekend that we just had. We're going to talk about all sorts of things that happened, and we're going to get into Melanie's thoughts about the Golden Bachelor and my thoughts about our current streaming service situation, what an ordeal that has turned out to be. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our book club with our $8 level. We read The Correspondent this month, and we had a chat with the book's author, New York Times bestselling author, Virginia Evans. So you can check that out. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, our San Antonio live show is mere weeks away. Our great friend Travis Cottrell is going to be with us, and it will be even more fun if you're there with us. So check that out in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 462. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, listen.
I feel like I have had to today. I've had to hydrate. I've had to stretch. What a weekend of college football.
My gosh.
I mean,
what a weekend.
I feel like it had been hyped up. Everybody was like, week five is phenomenal. Like, it was basically like, if you have a friend who's planned a wedding during week five of this season, you need to tell them that they're the worst and you're not going to their wedding.
That's fair.
Because it was such a good weekend of football. And I was kind of like, eh, because sometimes those weekends don't live up to the hype. This one absolutely lived up to the hype.
It absolutely lived up to the hype. I actually, as you know, I just had a checkup doctor's appointment, not a sick doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an anxiety that was activated in my body on Saturday.
That's fair.
That I have had a hard time shutting down.
Yes.
Where I felt like, what's going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
And even when I went in the back to the little room today at the doctor's office, the nurse said, how's everything going? And I was like, it's fine, but I feel like my blood pressure is going to be bad because I've been really anxious. And she was like, oh, it'll be fine. And it was fine. But if it had been bad, I was going to say, and I blame the Mississippi State Bulldogs for this. They 100%. Activated something in me. I cannot turn it off. But still, it was unbelievable, that game between State and Tennessee.
Unbelievable. Like, it was such a thing because, okay, so the Aggies were playing at the same time. So, like,
yes.
I didn't watch a lot of y'all's game, but I kept checking in on the score. And, like, at a commercial, I would be, and it was like, I was like, what is happening? Y'all are winning the game. You're ahead. The crowd was so hype. I was like, this was not like, I don't know what I expected, but I was like, I wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? Like, so, but then I was afraid to text you, you know?
I know. Because, so what she did instead, y'all, was Melanie sent me every once in a while, I would just get the side eye emoji. Just that's it. Just one side eye emoji. She offered no words.
No.
And I'd text back two of them. And then a little while later, she texts me another side eye, and I text back too. So we had, Jackson and his mom were here. It was Parents Weekend at Sanford. And so we had A&M Auburn on in the den and State Tennessee on in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't even tell you how much I needed to move around during that game. I cooked a whole meal in the second half. I cooked a whole meal. I made a pie. I was a nervous wreck, which has not been the way that I've watched Mississippi State football in some time.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been in it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was incredible. I mean, it really.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm so sad that y'all didn't pull out the win because I really wanted the Big Boo Showdown to be. I thought, who would have seen that as two undefeated teams coming into the weekend?
I know.
But even so, who would have seen it? I'm like, to me, the Mississippi State Bulldogs are like, they're one of the big conversations of the season because what a turnaround. Like nobody saw that coming.
So two things about nobody seeing this coming. We went to Alex's fraternity house Saturday morning for Parents Day stuff. And one of his, one of the guys he pledged with is president of their fraternity now, and he is a big Tennessee fan.
Okay.
And so he stopped me when I walked past him. He was like, hey, we got a big game today. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to tell you something that scares me to admit. And he said, what? And I said, I have a good feeling about it. And he said, oh. I have a bad feeling about it. And I was like, well, we'll see what happens. I had the strangest sense of optimism about that game. And here's why. Nobody was talking about it. Like everybody was talking about y'all in Auburn or Alabama and Georgia. Yeah. Nobody's talking about State and Tennessee. And I kept thinking, we're home. We've got cowbells. We've got some confidence. So I had a pretty good feeling about it. The second thing I want to mention is that I was so terrified to lean into my hope while we were playing the game that this was as much as I would say. Every once in a while, Jackson was in the den. I was back and forth out of the living room. Sometimes when I would walk back to the kitchen, I would look at Jackson and I would say, I don't know how this is going to go.
Yes.
But I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are one of the most improved football teams in all of America.
100%.
And so I bet I said it three or four times to him. I don't know where this is going to go, but we are one of the most improved football teams in America. And we really and truly are. When I think about our defense and just the clutch special teams plays, and we have made quite a turnaround, and I don't know where the rest of the season's going to go. I hope mentally they can stay in it, but that game to me was a declaration that it's not going to be like it's been.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was so incredible. And so I was happy for you. I was excited to see the turnaround. You love seeing that kind of story, like, you know, just where it's like, it's just exciting where nobody had any expectations and y'all have come on and you nearly pulled off a complete upset against Tennessee. And that was exciting. I'm going to tell you that for me, my football weekend started, we watched UVA and Florida State on Friday night.
Oh my goodness.
Good night. That game was exciting.
My goodness.
I wasn't ready for that.
Have people ever rushed the field that fast?
Listen, I was going to give the student body of UVA an ICU just because of the efficiency which they were all just ready there. I was like, that poor player didn't even get up off from scoring that touchdown before. He was just bombarded. It was something.
Sitting on go. They were sitting on go.
They were ready.
Golly, dog. Yeah.
So, and then Connor Wigman led U of H and brought them back, and they ended up winning an overtime late on Friday night. So that was super exciting. Listen, all the former A&M quarterbacks, and then Haynes King did the same thing for Georgia Tech on Saturday. So I was excited to see it. Mm-hmm, and so that was exciting. And then, that led me into the Auburn A&M game, and I felt pretty good about this game.
Okay.
I felt like the fact that Jackson Arnold had been sacked 10 times by Oklahoma the week before, I felt like that boded well for our defense, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that game ultimately ended up being a lot closer than it needed to be, largely because I feel like the SEC officiating crew was really trying to make up for some things. And like I texted you, if by the end of a football game, I shouldn't now recognize a referee that I could see him in the grocery store and know him. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like that man's face was on my screen every 5 seconds. And the amount of times that I said, and I'm going to tell you that I pulled out my iron and my ironing board and I just ironed some shirts during that game because I had to get out some frustration.
Look at us. Look at us. I cooked supper, a big meal, and you got some ironing done.
Yeah, I got some ironing done. And so I was sitting there ironing, and every time his stupid face came on the screen, I'm sure he's a lovely man, I was so mad. And the amount of times I said, let them play football, let them play. And then Hugh Freeze is over there with his 5 o'clock shadow crying. I'm like, listen, I like Auburn. You know I do. I like Auburn as a team. I like a lot of Auburn people. This is not against Auburn. Hugh Freeze continues to be the worst.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot with the amount of crying and the hand wringing and everything else. Get out of here with that, Hugh Freeze.
So fall is my favorite season for so many reasons, but I love how cozy everything starts to feel. I like to get out my soft blankets. I like to have my different candles that smell like pumpkin spice and like firewood, all of those things. The other thing that I start to do is my makeup gets a little more dramatic, and Thrive Cosmetics is my go-to for completing any fall look. I love it because every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. I also love that Thrive Cosmetics gives back with over $150 million in products and cash donations to 600 plus giving partners. Your purchase directly fuels real impact, and that is beauty with a purpose. One of my favorite new Thrive Cosmetics products is their Infinity Waterproof Eyeliner. It's got 8 shades, it's waterproof, it's smudge proof, it lasts all day with high pigment definition so you can really define your eyes in a way that fits your makeup look. It glides smoothly on so you don't tug at your eye. It's got a built-in sharpener so you can do an ultra fine line, but then it's got an angled smudge tip so you can blend it if you want a softer line, which I tend to like. And they just have bold and classic neutral shades to complement every eye color and skin tone. Right now, you can complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo.
I will admit, I have some baggage from his days at Ole Miss. I will admit it. So anyway, that's neither here nor that's none of my business, I just, I struggle.
But I was nervous during our game. I really was. It was closer, but it felt so weird because you're like, we've literally held them. I think they had maybe one offensive yard the entire second half. So like our defense stepped up. Torian York just played the best game that I think he's played as an Aggie. So like it was great from that standpoint, but it was like, there were some penalties. There were some stupid mistakes that just made me a little nervous.
Sure.
And so that is why when we came out this week, and we are currently ranked number 6.
Yes, indeed, you are.
But what I am saying is the last time I felt this sense of optimism about Aggie football, what had happened was is we played Mississippi State that next week.
Well, I make no predictions. I think we had a really emotional loss. And I think that makes the next week tricky.
Yeah.
So the fact that we've got to go on the road and we've got to go on the road against y'all, and it's going to be it's y'all's blackout game. It's going to be at night. I think it's going to be an intimidating atmosphere.
Yeah.
I would be delighted if we turn it around next week, but I think that's a tough situation. So.
Well,
we shall see how it all goes.
We shall see. I'm excited. I'm glad that's a game I've decided to go to. So, because I love a night game. I love a blackout game. I love that it's the Big Boo Bowl. So it'll be fun. Cole is going to be there. As we discussed on Patreon, I'm probably not going to see him because
you probably aren't.
No, that's just the way Cole rolls. And that's fine. It's fine. You know, I would like to go get tacos and all the things and give him a whole tour of College Station, but it's fine.
It's okay.
So it's okay. I respect that it is his job and that he needs to work. So.
Absolutely. And then we had Alabama and Georgia also in the SEC, which was a big game. And
that was a big game. And it was so close. Like, you know, all these games. And then Penn State and Oregon. That was an incredible game that went to overtime. And so it was just an incredible weekend. So let's talk about the white suit situation on
Monday. Can we talk about it? Because I will have you know, it is on my list of side eyes this week.
Okay, same.
If you don't know, the game day crew, and they were in Penn State this past weekend. And so Penn State was having their whiteout game. So they dressed in all white. And what did my eyes think they were beholding when I switched it to ESPN and there they all were looking like the Backstreet Boys in the I Want It That Way video. I didn't know what had happened.
What was going on?
I didn't know what happened. But Pat McAfee was kind of in cream, and I didn't know if he was trying to like stand out, like he was the lead singer sort of vibe, you know, like not to brag, guys, but I'm Kevin. You know, yeah. I don't know what that was about, but it made me uncomfortable. It felt like they were all in costumes.
It did. It did. And it felt like it also reminded me of, I was like, what does this remind me of? And I was like, Beauty School Dropout from Grease. That's...
See? We both had pop culture references. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it. Plus, I always really look forward to seeing what Desmond's wearing.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was robbed a little bit as far as that goes.
I did laugh because I saw a tweet by Peter Burns and it did make me laugh where he's like, I wish I could have been on the call when they told Saban he was going to need to wear a white suit to game day on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. No joke. That would have been a fun one.
I'm going to say that was probably Miss Terry's worst day, where she was like, where am I even going to find a white suit? You know,
well, this time of year, especially, mm-hmm. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Right. Yeah. If it were May, it'd be different. But
so, and listen, and Pat McAfee is never going to miss an opportunity to take off his shirt. He's not one time.
Take off his clothes. Yeah. Truthfully. Really. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he just stripped on down and
yeah.
So something else. I will tell you my other side eye this week.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to none other than the University of Arkansas
for firing
head coach Sam Pittman
mm-hmm.
and making Bobby Petrino their acting head coach. I was unaware because that's a whole separate reason. Yesterday, I was not exactly getting to keep up with the developing news stories.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie texted me to tell me, and I thought, well, that feels, and no offense to the University of Arkansas,
yeah,
but winding up with Bobby Petrino as your acting head coach feels like the most University of Arkansas thing ever. And I say that because it would be the most Mississippi State thing ever, right? It would be the most A&M thing ever. Mm-hmm. It would be the most Auburn thing ever.
Yes.
In a similar situation. So.
It really does. I'm like mm-hmm. Bobby P. Listen, like mm-hmm. a cat just landing on his feet.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And I laughed because I saw somewhere they were like, and he's made it known that he would like to be considered for the full-time job. And I'm like, of course he would. Like,
Lord have mercy.
And listen, I hope Arkansas, I wish better for you than that is what I'm going to say. I wish, but apparently he's already fired a bunch of people this morning. So.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah. Like he's already gone in and cleaned house. And I just think it's really interesting. I don't know, these mid-season, because you know, Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State fired Mike Gundy last week.
Yes, that's right.
And I think the mid-season firing is really an interesting move. And I guess it's because you're putting the word out there that you're looking for a coach and you can start having those conversations. I don't know how I feel about firing a coach mid-season necessarily.
I don't know how I feel about it either. I mean, I guess if you feel like it will be a morale boost for your team, mm-hmm. you know, like if it's an opportunity to shift momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels disruptive. It feels like a distraction to me, you know. But again, what do I know from all my years of head coaching experience? I was surprised to see it. I was.
Yeah.
Fall is creeping in, and that means new classes and packed schedules and chaotic mornings. And so whether you're moving into a new place or managing a house that is suddenly very quiet, one thing is for sure, the laundry never stops. Are you wearing clothes right now? That means you're going to have laundry to do. And here's what has made laundry so much better for me is Laundry Sauce. Enter the Laundry Sauce Signature Package, your back-to-school secret weapon. This isn't just detergent, it's a whole setup. It's ultra-concentrated pods, scent boosters, dryer sheets, and fabric conditioner, all designed to work together. It smells amazing. It makes my house smell amazing. And it shows up at your door before you realize you're out. If you're a college student, no more lugging giant jugs up 5 flights of stairs. If you're a parent, no more emergency store runs in the middle of everything else that you've got going on. The Signature Package makes it easy to stay stocked, stay fresh, and never settle for smelling bleh. These scents don't just clean, they set the tone. That Little League uniform, it'll make it smell good. Those towels, it'll make them smell good. Your sheets, divine. With the Laundry Sauce subscription, you'll never run out. You can get the Signature Package delivered on your schedule with flexible options and exclusive perks. And maybe the best part about Laundry Sauce, they offer a full money-back guarantee. If you don't get better smelling, cleaner laundry, you get a full refund, no questions asked. For a limited time only, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use code BIGBOO at LaundrySauce.com. That's 20% off at LaundrySauce.com with promo code BIGBOO. After checkout, they'll ask where you heard about them. Don't forget to say the Big Boo cast. Lock in your subscription to stay stocked up and step into the season smelling and feeling like you've got it all together.
I have a couple of side eyes in addition to what we have already mentioned. One is to the Aggie offensive coordinator, Colin Klein, who in a third and one situation where we were driving down the field, decided instead to have us pass the ball, a stupid shuttle pass that resulted in an interception, which there again made that game closer than it needed to be. Our running backs had been killing it all day long. Mm-hmm. Why in that situation are you going to throw a ball on a third and one situation? It made zero sense. And I blame the fact that I'm pretty sure he's interviewing for the Oklahoma State job. Colin, I'm going to need you to keep your head in the game and do better.
Okay.
So that's one. The other one, and I've already mentioned SEC officiating, so no more need to, you know, needs to be said about that. But I am going to give a side eye to the SEC Network for choosing to have game day this week in Gainesville for the Florida Longhorn game.
Right.
I really felt for sure that they would come to College Station because there again, I think Mississippi State is a great story for the for the season. We know what Florida is. Florida has shown us who they are. Y'all are only going down there for the Arch Manning hype train because y'all are trying so hard to make that happen. And I don't know why you wouldn't come to College Station. I feel like it was a bad choice. That's what I'm going to say.
I don't disagree with you. I think if I looked at all the games, I would go, you know where I want to go? College Station.
Yes.
But nobody asked me. Nobody, you know, gave me a vote in that. But it's hard for me to understand.
Yeah.
I have been puzzled even a little bit by game day, you know, and kind of where they've been every week. But again, I think we know that the State A&M game is going to have some storylines that are interesting.
Yes.
So I'm sad that others do not see it the same way.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. So that's it. Now, in terms of ICU, I'm going to give I've got three ICUs. So number one, to the Aggie defense, I see you. I was really proud of you this week.
I see them too, which is what makes me a little nervous about this week.
Listen,
honestly,
because I felt like the Oklahoma defense did a good job of stopping Auburn, and I feel like the Aggie defense said, "Hold my beer," and we did an even better job, and I was real proud of that. I'm going to give an ICU to the Oregon Ducks.
I have them too.
Okay, because listen,
I do.
That is an intimidating environment to go in and play, and I feel like that would have been really easy, but they fought back. And listen, I like that Dan Lanning.
I know he's so likable. I'm going to add on to that and say those uniforms, those uniforms, for you to be going into a stadium where they're doing a whiteout and you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this up a notch. We're going to glow in the dark.
That's right.
Listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate you saying we're going to beat you at your own game. We're going to get, you know, Penn State's had the same old uniforms since Jesus was a child. So I love those Oregon uniforms. Those helmets were fantastic.
But they really
that
were.
Has to be one of the toughest environments to go into on the road. And they took care of their business. So I see you, Oregon.
They did. They really did. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so those are my ICUs for the week.
Okay. So I had Oregon. And then I there's a little bit of me that wants to be peppermint petty about this, but I'm not going to be because I do think it's impressive.
Yes.
I see you to Ole Miss, Oklahoma, and A&M for being 4, 5, and 6 in the AP poll. Yeah. I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you.
Yes,
you know, I'm not saying that I don't have some envy or perhaps a little bitter bettiness, but I do see you. So I think that's quite an accomplishment. It's quite a feat. And I will. And Lane Kiffin trolling his daughter's LSU football player boyfriend last week did bring me some joy.
Can't help. I'm like, God, I just, Lane Kiffin, there's something about him. And I was happy that he beat Brian Kelly. And I usually like LSU, but I was happy for that win. So,
and I've got to watch the Lane Kiffin documentary. I haven't seen it yet.
Me
I don't
too.
Know where to watch it. That's a whole other thing I've got to talk about is that we changed from Hulu to YouTube TV. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
And then my last ICU, of course, is to my Mississippi State Bulldogs. I mean, for so many reasons, but here's one of my favorite reasons. Because every time Fluff Bothwell would do something great, I got to text my sister and Alex, and I got to either say in all caps, Fluff or Fluffy or Fluffster. Listen. And this is a small window of time in light of eternity. I understand that. Mm-hmm. This is a very specific moment in Mississippi State football history. We'll never get another Fluff, right? Safe to say.
No.
But just when he has a great play, to be able to text Fluff in all caps, and it means something, it brings me some joy. So.
Yeah, listen, well, understandably so. Mm-hmm. And if football season has taught us nothing, we have to find our joy where and when we can.
Yes,
you know
we
what
do.
I mean?
And all the ways you can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because week to week, you don't know what's going to happen. And no. So you just have to, you know, because I posted and people were like, oh, I see you drinking the Kool-Aid. And I'm like, y'all, maybe I'm sipping. But what I'm saying is I'm just savoring.
Yes.
I'm savoring this moment.
Yes. And for every moment I get to text somebody in my family, Fluff,
yes.
There's also a moment where I turn on game day and I see a bunch of grown men in white suits and I got to process that.
That's right.
So you gotta love, you got to live, laugh, love where you can on this rocky landscape of college sports.
It's so true.
When Sophie and I were at the beach a couple of weeks ago, we both had so many Element packets that we kept in our purse and in our beach bag and everywhere, because here's the thing, Element helps anyone stay hydrated without the sugar and other sketchy ingredients found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness, but Element is a zero-sugar electrolyte drink mix and sparkling electrolyte water born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times government recommendations. And here's the best part about Element. It is delicious. I crave it. The lemonade salt is fantastic. The raspberry salt is so good. Watermelon salt. They have so many good flavors, and I genuinely look forward to it before a workout and after a workout. Anytime I just feel like I need a little more hydration. And the good news is that lemonade salt is now a permanent flavor. So what started as a seasonal drop is now a forever favorite. It's here to stay as part of Element's permanent flavor lineup. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. That's drinklmnt.com/boo. You can try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order, no questions asked.
Let me just go back to what I just mentioned, which is okay. That we switched from Hulu to YouTube TV.
Okay, tell me about
it. I think this is a struggle that many people have faced. I just got a notice from Hulu. We've had Hulu for live TV. It's like our primary sort of mm-hmm. hub. But I got a thing from them last week that they were going up again, and it was going to be like $110 a month, because, of course, that's how we have Disney. That's how we have ESPN+. Plus, we have Netflix, and we have Peacock, and we have HBO Max, and we have the end of the day, we're paying more than we used to pay for cable to have a system where I never know what app to use to find what I'm looking for, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I got that notice from Hulu, I was like, that's it for me. And so David was in our room, and I walked back there, and I said, Hulu's going up again. I vote we do a hard reset. I vote that we cancel everything.
Okay.
And we see what YouTube TV is, and then we just start to add back in as we realize what we really need. And he said, I'm not giving up Apple TV. And I said, that's fine. I'm not giving up ESPN Plus. So we each have a one that mm-hmm. we're going to bring back into it.
Okay.
So Saturday morning early, I start getting notifications in my email that my Netflix has been canceled and my this has been canceled, and they hate to see me go with this place. And because I had said, whatever you're going to do, we got to have football available to us by 8 in the morning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
When game day starts.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have seen me trying to change channels with all that football going on, and I don't know the YouTube interface. I don't know where the arrows take me. I don't know how to get back to where I was. It was terrible. And finally, I just handed the remote in the den to Jackson, and I said, Jackson, you're gonna have to figure this out. I'm too nervous. I can't go back and forth.
Yeah.
And so he figured that out. Then we had to get it all set up on the television in the living room and do that. But we've canceled Netflix. We still have Apple TV. We still have ESPN Plus. And I started watching last night the new season of Slow Horses and the new season of The Morning Show on Apple TV. So that was good.
Yeah.
But then today I get a message from my friend Emily that she and her husband Brandon have started a show on Netflix that they really think I'll like called Next Gen Chef. That's sort of like a Top Chef. And that, you know how I love those kinds of shows.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. So I'm going to go sign up for Netflix again today.
Yeah.
Listen, I made it 3 days.
I know.
I made it 3 days, but I love a cooking show and I don't want to not watch it. I think I'm going to add back Netflix and we'll see where we go from here. But it's such a frustrating situation.
It really is.
A person who likes to watch television programming. It's so complicated and unnecessarily so.
It is. And it's like, and we all thought like, look at us, we're so evolved. We're cutting cable. And now we've made it harder than ever. Cause I'm like, all the things. Somebody's like, oh, you really need to watch the show. What's it streaming on? Peacock, Hulu, Netflix, Apple TV, like, you know, beep bop, boop bop. What are we on? Like there's so many different things. And just when I'm like, oh, I could get rid of whatever, then all of a sudden, like, there's a good new show on. And so we have YouTube TV. That's what we have. But the other day I had an ESPN emergency and I couldn't access, for whatever reason, I couldn't find ESPN Plus. So I had to upgrade my Hulu to get the ESPN Plus so that I could watch. And now I need to remember to go back in and downgrade. And it's just, it's so exhausting.
It is. It's exhausting. It's just, somebody bring me a fainting couch. I'm exhausted by it. And I said to Dad, I was like, I don't ever need Paramount Plus. I don't know why. David, he does like a procedural. Now he really does. Papa likes a procedural.
Understandable.
And so I was like, I don't watch any of those. He was like, well, but he canceled it. In fairness, he canceled it. And I said, you know, I need Peacock for Bravo because that's where I watch The Real Housewives. So here's what's going to happen. Over the course of the next 2 weeks, we're going to add it all back in and we're going to save $20 a month because we switched to YouTube TV from Hulu until YouTube goes up and we're paying the same thing all over again.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've got to learn the system. I've got to learn how to change channels. It's so complicated. It's just a constant learning curve.
And I really miss, like you and I talked about this too at the beach, like I get YouTube TV, but I really miss the days when you could just randomly and aimlessly flip through the channels. You know? It was just, to me, it was like a thing where you would flip through and you'd be like, oh, look, The Breakfast Club's on. And you'd watch it till the next commercial. And then there'd be an episode of The Office that you're like, oh, I love this episode. And you'd watch the end.
Yes.
Then maybe I'd stumble upon an old Little House on the Prairie where Laura and Almanzo were falling in love. It was like a buffet.
It was a popcorn situation.
It
was like youth group in 1984 during prayer time. Just something new popping up all the time. And now, sometimes when you switch channels and it'll say, do you want to start at the beginning? No, I don't want to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
I just want to pop in where it's a deal. And we have never sounded older, by the way.
I know.
We have never sounded more like we were 129.
Well, speaking of older, I'm going to tell you that what I watched the first episode of this past week, and I don't know that I can recommend it, was The Golden Bachelor.
Oh,
one of my very favorite beauty products is Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil. And so I was not surprised at all that Allure named it the best of beauty for 2025 because it's so easy to see why. Here's the thing I love. It gives you a full body, non-greasy glow. It has a light citrusy scent of grapefruit and lime and cypress with mango mandarin notes. It's like summer in a bottle. Osea harnessed the powers of Undaria seaweed in every bottle so you can see and feel the difference after just one use. I put this on anytime I'm wearing anything sleeveless or anytime I'm wearing a skirt that's going to show my legs because it gives my skin this immediate glow. It looks better, it looks supple, it looks more moisturized. It just makes my skin look firmer and smoother without feeling greasy. This is the best product. I love the way it looks, I love the way it makes me feel, and I love the way it truly moisturizes even my driest skin. You can get healthy, glowing skin for fall with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $50. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
I haven't watched any of the Golden Bachelor, Bachelorette franchises.
Are these people our age, by the way, these Golden
Bachelors? Well, I think he's 63. And okay. that is what I was trying to explain it to Perry today. Where I said, it just, there's something about it that, like, I started watching it and I hurt my own feelings. Because I was like, look at all these old people. And then this, I was like, well, these old people that are my age.
I know.
These old
Turns
people.
Out, and I don't want to see people fall in love at my age.
No, I don't. And these, like, 70-year-olds, I'm going to tell you, who look better than any of us look currently. Sure, like, I'm like, sure. I don't know what they're doing or what they've done, but they look phenomenal. Like, they look great. But I just, Gully and I have had this whole conversation. Like, here's the thing. It's exhausting to be a middle-aged woman in this day and age, because why can't we just let ourselves go? By the time my meemaw was my age, she was getting her hair set once a week. She had just softened into a nice, plump grandma shape. She wasn't worried about fashion. She wore her sash shoes. And I'm like, we're over here having to get all this stuff done, and we've got to look a certain way. And listen, I know we don't have to, but I'm just saying it's out there and you see it. And so you're just like, well, I got to keep trying, you know?
I know.
But listen, they look fantastic. But watching the show, I was like, I don't know that I can keep watching it. And I was trying to tell Perry about it today. And I said, no, they're all like, he's 63. And Perry was like, who's 63 that we know? So I can put this into context.
Okay.
And I said, but then there's this one girl that I really like, and she's from Austin and she has kids. He goes, oh God, I forgot. I didn't even think about people's grown kids having to watch this.
Yes.
That's,
it's a deal. By the way, Perry texted me during the state football game. I forgot to tell you this. He texted me. So, like, just, you know, just some general encouragement. And I didn't see it for a long time. And then when I did see it, it was the fourth quarter and I was a nervous wreck. And so when I texted him back, I overshared. When I texted him back, I was like, oh my gosh. And then I said, I just had to put on shorts because I was sweating. And I thought, you know what Perry didn't care about? The fact that I just put on shorts. Like,
no, he might have cared. Listen,
I don't think
he lives with me. There's no such thing as oversharing. He's like, this is where we are now.
But anyway, I just wanted to say that. But I'm with Perry. I don't, you have to deal with somebody's grown kids. That feels like a lot.
That feels like a lot. It feels like a lot. And so anyway, so I started watching The Golden Bachelor, but what has really taken up the bulk of my time, if you have seen me and or texted me in the last week and you're somebody that I know and or have ever met one time at the grocery store, what I'm consumed with is, what color should I paint the exterior of my house?
That's right. That's right.
It's really a thing. The amount of, and then my friend Height, because I texted Height and Blake to get their input. And then Height walked me down the road, because Blake had shown him how to use ChatGPT to envision different colors on my house.
Are you turning into somebody who's going to use AI, Melanie?
Well, for this I am, because I'm going to tell you, it is pretty revolutionary, but it's problematic, because here's what it does. This is where I'm like, we all need to be leery of the AI situation. Because yes, it will show me, like, here's what your house is going to look like if you paint it all white. But it also changes out my entire chimney into something that it's not currently. And it takes a window off that exists. Like, I'm like, no, that window's there. So I can't. So I'm just saying, beware of what you're getting, because it's a good gauge, but it's not very accurate, is what I'm going to say.
Okay. So have you decided, are you closer to a decision? The last time I talked to you about this, I think, was Thursday or Friday.
Yes, I am. I do think that I'm going to go, it's for sure going to be white. I'm going to go like, but a creamy white, not a white, because that looks too stark.
Yes, Martha, I hear you.
Yes, it looks too stark and it can be too blinding. So a creamy white is what I'm going with, I know, some sort of dark color on the eaves. But I'm deciding between a darker green or like a charcoal gray.
Okay.
But then I'm like, am I doing the windows in that, or am I going to do everything white except for just the eaves? So that's a decision that I have to make.
Okay.
And then the front door, what to do with the front door. It's currently a dark stained wood. It is a lot. It's a lot. I'm just going to have to continue to process it in my heart. But I am going to go pick up more paint samples, even more paint samples today.
Okay.
When we get done recording.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We wish you the best.
Please keep us. Thank you so much.
Please keep us posted. I had two things this past week that made me really happy. that I'm going to share with the group.
Please do.
One was, I mentioned this on Instagram, but last week, I was getting ready to go to Pilates and I got my mail and I had a package from one of my former students named Laura. And mm-hmm. I taught Laura, I don't even know, I can't even remember what year. It was a while back. Alex was little. I just know that. He was a little kid. And Laura has a business where she does graphic design stuff. You know, she does stationery and mm-hmm. she made Christmas ornaments last year of you and me that I think we linked to at some point.
Yes, they were darling.
They were so cute. Anyway, she did an illustration of Hazel and put it on a blanket. And so I opened Aww. Up this package and I had this giant Hazel, the softest Hazel blanket. And I burst into tears in the Pilates parking lot when I saw it because it was the sweetest thing. And so sweet. My little Hazel blanket has been the sweetest thing. So I'm going to link to those if anybody's interested. It's the strangest comfort to have your dog's face when you miss him.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there's that. And then I'm not kidding you, for the last at least 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 years, I've been getting this pop-up message on my phone almost every time I open it mm-hmm. that says that I cannot contact the server from League Athletics. Oh. I didn't know what League Athletics was. I don't know why it's trying to talk to that server. I have Googled it. I haven't been able to solve it. I couldn't make heads nor tails of it. And I would see some things where people would say, you need to open up the this and you need to go to this bit of something, and like where it was very technical. And I can't do that kind of thing.
No, that's too much.
I'm not interested in that. I don't know why League Athletics is trying to notify me. I'm not sure how they're in my phone. I think I've maybe gotten a piece of malware or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm constantly just saying cancel, 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 because I need League Athletics to quit trying to contact the server.
Mm-hmm.
Through some crazy set of circumstances, late last week, one morning, I realized that I had on the front page of my phone the Apple calendar, which I don't use. I use Google Calendar.
Yeah.
And so I was going to move it. And then, but somehow I opened the settings, not intending to. And when I opened the settings, it showed me that I was subscribing to 2 calendars on my Apple calendar. How? I don't know. I've not used this app ever. But one of them was the old lacrosse calendar for when Alex played lacrosse. And it was a calendar run by League Athletics. And I was able to delete that calendar and I don't get those notifications anymore. And I know it says something about me that I just let that pop up on my phone for 4 to 5 years and never went to a Genius Bar. I was just like, well, it's just one of those things. I'll just hit cancel. But it's gone. It is gone at long last. They are no longer trying to connect to their server. It's a new day. I feel every day like a weight has been lifted and I did not even know I was carrying it. Thank you for listening.
What a time. Listen, mm-hmm. we're so relieved for you.
Thank you.
We're so relieved for you. That is the kind of thing, though, that'll drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, what is happening? How do I change it? What do I do about this situation? It's the freedom I have when I keep getting text from like places where I've signed up. Because, you know, now everybody wants you to sign up for text messages.
Yes.
To get your 15%. And listen, I'm always going to sign up for a text message. But then I have to remember that I can tell them stop.
Stop. You know what?
Stop. I get it. Listen, Quince is the main one. I get it. Your fall arrivals are in. Your new cashmere is in. Your suede bags are in. But I don't need you to tell me 15 times a day.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. You're blowing up my phone. And so can't do
Who
it.
Who do you get the most texts from in terms of marketing?
I think Quince is a Aviator Nation. I also get a lot, but I finally just unsubscribe from them.
Okay.
And I also tend to get a lot of texts. Well, and I've stopped this, but because thanks to a shopping trip that you and Caroline and I took 2 years ago, Hemline in Birmingham really loves to let me know.
To blow it up.
They love to tell me what's going on. And I'm like, listen, Hemline Birmingham, I see you, but I can't make it to your store.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Free people. I get the most from free people.
Yeah, and that's a good one too.
Here's the problem with that.
I
need to unsubscribe because I click almost every time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand the thought of something arriving at Free People or Anthropology and I don't get to take a look at it.
No, I totally agree.
I like to keep up with that. So, but I get a ton from Free People, I feel like.
I know. I saw something this morning in my email from Free People. They have some velour pants that I really was like, I probably need those. Why do I need velour pants? I don't, you know. Well, but
are they cute?
They are cute. You know what they are? You remember the cute little jeans that Caroline got that tie at the ankle, the Lotus? They're a velour version of those.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Oh. They're good. So if I thought I was going anywhere, I would get them. But listen, I ironed all those shirts this weekend. And for what? I'm like, where am I going?
Well, you'll be ready when you go.
That's right. I'll be ready. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. One of the things I wanted to put in five favorites this week, I can't link to because it's not on the Anthropology website yet. So I'll have to save that for another time. But the first thing on my list this week is I've wanted to try this new trend of the big, oversized, the thick aviator sunglasses.
Yes. You know, yeah.
I think they're so cute when I see them on people, but I don't know what that's like on my face. Mm-hmm. So I went on Amazon and I ordered a starter pair of thick aviator sunglasses.
Yes.
And they're not a high quality pair of sunglasses. They're very lightweight. They're plastic. Mm-hmm. But the lenses are actually pretty good. And so they're the Sojos. Everybody thinks of Sojos when they think of sunglasses.
I have several pairs of Sojos, including that I saw these and I was like, well, those are cute. And it was like previously ordered. So I already own these somewhere. I already have them.
Listen, I love the tint of the lenses. They're they're really good. I wish they were had a little bit more weight to them just for when I put them on my head. But but they're great. And they have made me realize that I do think I want to be on the lookout for how I could maybe upgrade and get, you know, maybe a nicer pair. But for a starter pair or just like a temporary pair to get you through a trend, I think these are a great option. So anyway, and they're less than $15. So that's no harm, no foul with that, you know?
Okay, that's great.
My second thing, I picked this up in Anthropology about a month ago because I had wanted a new journal and it's actually on sale. It's a journal by Papier.
Okay.
But it's called the Iconic Spiral Journal. And it does on the outside, it says iconic ideas, which I don't care about that so much. And I don't think my ideas are iconic. But the structure of this journal is everything I love. It has a hardback on the front and the back. It's spiral. You can lay it open. You can, you know, if you're writing like in the morning, you can turn it and, you know, just have half of it open, but you've got a nice surface to write on. The paper's good. I like the width of the lines.
Yes.
But it's been a really good journal and I really like the size of it. I really like the way it's made and I wanted to pass it along in case anybody is also looking for a journal that, you know, will serve them well as they write down their thoughts and or prayers and or ideas. So
I love that.
There
That's
you
great.
Go.
Okay.
This will also be a good Christmas gift. Listen, this next thing, I thought about you when I bought this and I'll tell you why I bought it. These are some wooden washable coffee spoons that I ordered from Amazon. I'll tell you why I ordered them, Melanie.
Why?
Because I have real cute brass coffee spoons.
Yeah, I have the same ones.
Because David makes his coffee in Yeti cups.
We talked about this at the beach.
And he stirs his coffee so aggressively. He stirs his coffee aggressively. And I had a moment last week where I thought, if I have to listen to him stir that coffee with a metal spoon one more time.
It's fair.
I'm going to get in my car and go somewhere.
I'm going to drive until somebody doesn't know what a spoon is.
That's exactly it. I'm going to have a reaction that's going to feel to him like it's disproportionate for what's happening. But the sound of those metal coffee spoons on a Yeti cup, I could kick down a wall is what happens to me internally. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work smarter.
Yeah.
And so I order these wooden coffee spoons. And he's still going to stir aggressively because that's just who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why blend if you're not going to blend well? But These don't scrape like that metal on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so I can recommend them to anybody who's in a similar spot. I was just going to get like the wooden coffee sticks like you get at a coffee shop, but I just didn't want the constant, I just get tired of like throwing stuff away like that, you know?
No, I get it.
So anyway, so these are a great option and they're cute. And you also won't want to leave and just sit somewhere alone. Where no one can find you, which is a real bonus early in the morning. Yeah. The fourth thing on my list is a new cracker, which, you know, one of the great things about a football season is you get reacquainted with all your favorite dips.
Yeah.
And then I have discovered Crunchmaster is one of my favorite crackers. They're gluten-free. That's not why I like them. They're so crunchy, similar to sort of a Nut Thin situation, but a little thicker.
Yeah.
And they have a pimento cheese cracker. Oh. And it's not super pimento cheesy, but it alludes to pimento cheese.
Okay.
And it's really good with the unexpected cheddar spread. Delicious.
Okay.
Also really good with maybe a little pepperoni and a little cream cheese. But I love this cracker. I love the flavor of this cracker. And so I wanted to pass that along. And then this last thing is I was looking for a way to make our guest room bed just a little warmer, a little cozier for fall and winter. You know, Jackson stays over here usually once a weekend. He stays over here at least for one night and he loves that bed. But the covers I have on it right now are pretty lightweight because of summer and all that. So I found this comforter set on Amazon. It's not super expensive. It's the Coupa king size comforter set. But here's why I love it. Like it was perfect for what I was trying to do in that room. It's a satiny kind of cotton that it's made of. I love anything that has something that alludes to crewel work on it. You know, like some texture for some threads. Like I think the beige color in this one is so, so pretty. And there's also one that looks more like it's dotted Swiss or Swiss dot. What do you call that?
Swiss dot, I think.
Swiss dot. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But they're not expensive. It's just a comforter and two shams. It's not a super elaborate set. But if you're kind of wanting to refresh or you want a new comforter for the end of a bed, just so people have an extra layer, highly recommend. It's a great, affordable option. So Wanted to pass that along.
These are great. I always wanted to be a person who had like seasonal bedding. You know what I mean?
And I just need something warmer in that room, you know, because I know in the winter, especially when people stay with us, we're not cranking the heat up too much in this house. You know? Mm-mm. Bundle up, everybody. Listen, we got a menopausal person here who's not real interested in heat blowing at her. So I think it's a good option and something to always keep folded, you know, at the end of the bed, even if it's not necessarily going to be used for full-on cover. So
yeah. Okay, well these are great favorites. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And maybe next time the anthropology thing that I wanted to put on there will be on the website. We'll see.
Well, let's hope so, because I've been looking for it too, because I've kind of been interested in ordering that. So anyway, let's hope so.
Alas it is not there.
So
well, everyone, by this time next week, we will know who is victorious in the Big Boo Bowl. We will have some results for that.
Yeah.
And I'll be in California next week. So I guess I'll record for that from there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess so. Well, listen, something to look forward to.
How about it?
All right. Well, y'all have a great week.
We will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.